A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Nun Aleph, Erevin 51A, pagination page 101. Five lines from the top, the third word on the line, Rabba v'Rav Yosef, a little story. The topic over here, based on the Mishnah, is a person who's walking towards a city and he realizes that he's not going to be able to get to the city before Shabbos. So he projects his makom shevisa, his place of dwelling, to the spot of a tree, the trunk of the tree, a specific location. And you're able to do that. It's a special leniency that we have for a person who's traveling, that you could project your location. Obviously, you can't do this in a regular case. If you're sitting in a city and you want to make an Erev Tuchumen in the direction of a different city, in a bungalow colony or something, you can't just stand where you are and say, under that park bench, and that would defeat the whole concept of Erev Tuchumen with food. But this was a special allowance. A person's going on the way. You're able to project your makom shevisa. So the question over here is, what happens if one of the travelers understands the area and knows which tree he's specifying, and the other traveler has no idea what you're talking about? There's a tree with a park bench, it's a maple tree with sap coming out of it. You have a whole description which tree you're talking about, and the other people in the group who want to be able to travel with you have no idea what you're talking about. Can they rely on you? Rabba v'Rav Yosef, havaka azli be'urcha. Rabba and Rav Yosef are going on the way. Amalei Rabba l'Rav Yosef. Rabba tells Rav Yosef, tehei shevisa seinu, our residence should be, to say dikla, underneath a specific tree. And the Gemara specifies exactly how he specified the tree. Skip one line to the beginning of the next line. Aleph Lamed, Omar Lei, Rav Yosef replied, Lo Yadana Lei, I don't know what tree you're talking about. This is 2,000 Amma away from them, approximately. I mean, he's projecting a decent distance. Omar Lei, Simoch Alai. He said, you can rely on me. I know which tree I mean. And you could rely on that. Titanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, because we learned, Im hayu shenayim, echad makir ve'echad she'eno makir, one of them knows, and one of them doesn't know, ze she'eno makir, the one that doesn't know, moser shevisaso lemakir, the one who doesn't know grants his place of residence, he makes himself subservient, so to speak, to the one who does know, ze she'makir Omer, the one who knows, says, te shevisaseinu, our residence should be b'makom ploni, in a certain place. And that works. And that's what he relied on, and that's what's brought in halacha simin taf tes se'if yud beis. There's an interesting question which the Dirsha Mishneh Berurah brings up. He says, what happens if the people in the group are actually splitting so that the one who knows is not projecting? The one who knows the area is very happy staying where he is. He's got his tent here or whatever. It's his friend who he's accompanying who wants to be able to travel to the next town. So he's doing the mitzvah of Levaya. He's walking with him very nicely. And at a certain point he says, I need to continue. I need to go back. Two different people, right? So he says, I'm going to project for you. Does that work? Is it possible to project for someone else? Or really what this Gemara said only was that we made a leniency you could project. And we made a leniency that the people who are traveling with you can project based on your projection. Mm-hmm. But we don't find that you could project for other people. You want to do something for someone else, you have to take food to the other location. Now, this concept that you could rely on someone else's knowledge, even though I don't have the knowledge, is a fascinating concept. For example, when taking Trumas and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael, the tithes, so many people can't remember all the details of how it should be worded. So there's a concept which is brought that the Chazon Ish, who was a leader of the generation when Jews came back to the land of Israel and wanted to rejuvenate all these mitzvahs that have to do with the land of Israel. So he formulated a specific wording of how to word it. And if you didn't memorize it, so a leniency that's brought is you could say, Trumas and Maisa should be taken according to the text of the Chazon Ish, which is printed in the Siddur. You're relying on someone else's knowledge, in this case, the Siddur's knowledge. And that's sufficient in that case. And you have this concept that even though you yourself don't know something, there is a way to be able to overcome that hurdle. Conversely, on a humorous note, Rav Mendel Kaplan, who was one of the great educators in the United States, he used to say when he would give shiur to the high school class and people weren't paying attention to the more intricate, difficult things, he would say, I'm glad everybody feels that Rebbe knows the Tosfos, so they don't have to pay attention. And it's nice that Rebbe knows the Tosfos, but the function of the shiur is that you should know the Tosfos. It's not enough that someone else is taking care for you. Now, also on this blot is the original source material for the concept of Tichum. So if you'll take a look, almost halfway down the page, but not quite by the wide lines, the first characters on the line are V'chulu, the abbreviation with the two dots. And then the Gemara says, Hani alpayim amo heichen ksivon. Where are these 2,000 amo of Tichum Shabbos, the boundaries of your residence, where is that written? The Tanya we learned. Shavu ish tachtov, Pasuk in Parshas Peshalach, everybody should sit where they are. Sit tight. Elu arba amos, that's the four amos that everybody is allotted. And likewise we say that the entire city is ka'arba amos, like four amos. As long as it's still the city, that's your location. And if for some reason you lose your tchum, you go out of your tchum, so you're still entitled to these four amos. That's your location. Al yetze ish mimekomo, but a person should not go out of his place. So the Gemara infers in the next few lines that mekomo means the same boundaries that cities were given in the description of the cities of Eretz Yisrael. And elo alpayim amma, those are the 2,000 amma of the boundaries, the outskirts of your city, the outskirts of your location. And that's how you know that there's a four amma to begin with. And then above, in addition to that four amos, you also have alpayim amma, 2,000 amma. The concept of 2,000 amma, the way we paskin, is generally viewed as a durabonon. It's rabbinic, and there is some degree of room for leniency in certain cases. There is a greater tuchum Shabbos, which is called Yudbeis Mil, which is the size of the encampment of the Jewish people in the desert. And that encampment, that size, would be biblical. That would be a much greater level of severity if a person violated that. So sometimes we have cases, a person has to go out, they want to know what their status is exactly. So those are the three levels, the four amos, the 2,000 amma, and then the yud beis, the 12, based on the encampment of the Jewish people in the desert.